Well, we do it in shift, obviously, but yeah, it's just, I mean, the system we have is very sophisticated and very updated, but and you don't have to keep up on all the data. You just got to keep up with a certain set of numbers and positions. So, I mean, you might read 10 items on a line, but you only got to record 3 items, and that's about it, and it's not that hard. As long as the system doesn't totally crash, it's not a problem. But, yeah, that's pretty much what we do. And then there's the penalties and everything else that have to be either assessed immediately or after the race for the next race, the severity of it. I mean, is the person going to be brought into the pits and held for 30 seconds or up to 3 minutes? And in an endurance race of 24 hours, 3 minutes, you can make that time up. But, yeah, there's a lot of logistics that goes on. And like I say, your brain is sometimes fried. But I don't know how they did it, you know, back in the 60s. I mean, this is the 60th anniversary, I think, of the 24-hour. And if you saw the movie Ford versus Ferrari, that was pretty much that era 60 years ago. And, yeah, it's I remember it. I mean, in 66, I was seven going on eight, and because my birthday's late in the year. But, yeah, I don't know how they did it back then with pen, paper, stopwatches, old stopwatches, my goodness.